Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, patchy clouds, a low of 38 lakeside, cooler inland. A change of plea hearing has been scheduled for an Illinois man accused of the murder of a teenager in 1997. 39-year-old James Eaton has been charged with first-degree intentional homicide and hiding a corpse, accused of killing 14-year-old Amber Creek and leaving her body in a western Racine County wildlife area. Eaton was arrested in April of 2014 after DNA on discarded cigarette butts was found to match DNA taken from the victim. Last month, a judge ruled that Eaton's defense could present evidence that another man could be a suspect in the teen's death. Eaton had been scheduled to go on trial in November. However, he's now scheduled to appear in court next Tuesday for a change of plea, according to online court records. The Racine Police Department responded to 1414 Buchanan Street for the report of a civil disturbance and a young woman being held inside of the home against her will. A news release says officers did hear voices within the residence, but no one would answer the door. As a result, the SWAT and crisis negotiation teams were activated. One male party came out of the residence willingly. And then while searching inside, Daryl Dotson was located and taken into custody on an active warrant. There was no evidence of anyone being held against their will. A proposed financial start to developing a youth sports complex at Pritchard Park on the southwest side of Racine dominated public comment on the 2017 budget at last night's county board meeting. While funding for a homeless shelter, mental health services, and the Ridgewood Care Center's future were also mentioned. Racine Raiders President Matt Nelson remembers his days of youth sports and how a good facility draws interest.
I think it'll do wonders for the community. As the Racine Raider President, I would love to be able to sponsor a youth tournament with all the parks we have around town, all the football fields, and eventually culminate in a championship round at Pritchard Park. I know the money that is spent on these tournaments. Believe me, I know how much money that I have spent going to all these different cities. It's a huge revenue maker.
Martha Hutzig, however, said the county should take care of what it has, like Quarry Park.
Water quality has declined, resulting in less frequent use for swimming. If you have any extra money, even $20,000, I request that you place it in the Quarry Lake Park budget for a start on proper cleanup for the beach and water.
The Racine County Board is to vote on next year's budget at its November 1st meeting and set the levy on the 7th. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and Sherry Griffin, head of the Women's Resource Center in Racine, noted to the county board it's been just over a year since taking charge of what used to be an elementary school on Church Road and the creation of Dover Healing House. It took some work, but Griffin says they finally got the legal okay to open the shelter space at the end of July.
We decided after we got the go-ahead that should anyone come to us and ask for services, we would informally accept them into shelter. Well, as fate is, within 24 hours, we had our first shelter resident staying with us.
Griffin says 8 families have been served by the shelter in the last 12 weeks, with 3 successfully able to leave. The 16-bed shelter in Dover serves the most rural and isolated victims in Racine County, west of I-94. The intersection of 7 Mile Road and Highway V in Caledonia is scheduled to be reconstructed starting next Monday, resulting in its closure for about 2 weeks. The project will extend beyond that location to include 7 Mile Road being closed from the East Frontage Road to Highway 38 and Highway V closed from Highway G to the Milwaukee County line. Motorists can follow the posted detour signs but are also advised to plan for an extra 10 minutes of drive time. November 5th is the scheduled end of the project work, weather permitting. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced $1.5 million in federal grant funding to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development and the Bureau of Apprenticeship Standards to expand apprenticeship opportunities across the state. The funding will help invest in Wisconsin's workforce to help raise incomes and strengthen the middle class. In a statement, Senator Baldwin says apprenticeship initiatives are one of the most effective vehicles for responding to the workforce readiness needs of business and industry. City of Racine Parks Recreation and Cultural Services is hosting a Kicks for a Cause shoe recycling program as part of Make a Difference Day tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Cesar Chavez Community Center, the Dr. M.L. King Jr. Community Center, and the Dr. John Bryant Community Center. Kicks for a Cause accepts donations of new and gently used adult and teen-sized athletic shoes, sizes 5 and up, to give to those in need. All brands of used, dry, mud-free athletic shoes with laces tied together are acceptable. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.